Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Marani Marazi Shiyechyu, and the schus. Yochevet Fege Bas, Chalis Basia, Chaychana Bas Ornadel, Ristikova Stila Vida, the Gemara Miseches Gitna Daf. Mem Amid Aleph writes that if someone writes a shtar erusin for his shifcha, to marry his shifcha, Rabbi Meir says she's mekudeshes. So, Reino Reb Nosson asks, and in fact this kasha was already asked by Hagoyin Rabbi Avram Ullman in the Sefer HaMakne in Acharon, Klal Yud Beis, Prat Ches, Daf Nun Amid Aleph, and the Rambam, in the third parak of Hilchos Geirushin, Halacha Vav, that in an instance where Ein Biyadu Ligarsha, when a man writes a get for a woman, but he's unable to divorce her, so that's not considered Lishma. It can only be Lishma if you're able to divorce her. So the kasha is that in our sugya, it says that if someone writes Shtar Eilusin for his Shifcho, Rabbi Meir says he's Mekudeshes, and the Gemara concludes that it's talking about where he said, Tzi'iboy, Tzi'iviskachiboy, that with this, in the shtar, he wrote that you should go out, you should be freed, and you should be miskadeshes. So there's a lashon of shichru. So he's freeing her and then he's marrying her all at once. So the kasha is that since a shtar erusin needs to be written the Shema, like we see in Kiddushin, and Daftes Amud Beis, Ayin Sham, and Bishas Ksiva, she's a Shifcha, with not a Bas Kiddushin. So it emerges that the Shtar wasn't written Lishma. Bishas Ksiva, she was a Shifcha that wasn't a Bas Kiddushin. She wasn't Kiddushinable, she wasn't marriageable. So, that according to the Rambam's Yisod, the shtar can't be considered lishma, and the shtar has to be lishma. So how's it a valid shtar? So in the Sefer Chedushe Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi, in the 13th parak of Hilchos Isurei Bia, in the 11th halacha, he was cognizant of this question, and he writes that Rabbi Meir is l'shitasei, that Adam makne davar shaloi ba la'olam. And memela, his kavana, can be lishma, even though it's a davar shalo ba la'olam. So dafka of meir l'shitasa, that a person can be makne davar shalo ba la'olam, can also marry this shifcha with a shtar, even though she's not yet Bala Olam, as far as being marriable, or marriageable, I don't know what the correct word would be, a Bas Kiddushin, we would say in Lashon HaKodesh. However, that's only Ladas HaTaisis V'Yavamas on page 52b, who writes that Le'isha De'alma Enoi Get Mitam to have a davar shaloi bala olam. So Tosis writes that you can't write a get to a woman who you're not married to because it's davar shaloi bala olam. But if you hold like other Rishonim that don't accept that reason, that the issue is with right, that it's a davar shaloi bala olam, that an issue of the isha da'alma is that it's a davar shaloi bala olam. So here also you can say that the problem with writing the shtar is that it's a davar shaloi bala olam. If you say it's a davar shaloi bala olam, then you can say like Rabbi Meir, you can be makna davar shaloi bala olam, everything is cool. And like Tosfos says in Yavamis, if you write a get to a woman you're not married to, so it's a davar shaloi bala olam. Here also, writing a get to this shivcha is considered a devil shalom bala ola. But if you don't learn that the problem is that it's a devil shalom bala olam, you don't consider her a devil shalom bala olam. So then you're back to the original problem, how you're writing a shtar for her when she's not marryable. A lot of Mefarshim write that the Rambam himself argues with Tosfos. About this Dabar Shaloi Bala Olam, that someone writes a get Leisha De Alma, it's not a get Mitam Dabar Shaloi Bala Olam. Since the Rambam doesn't agree that writing a get for Isha De Alma is Mitam Dabar Shaloi Bala Olam, so also here he wouldn't hold that the problem is that it's a Dabar Shaloi Bala Olam, and Rabbi Meir wouldn't help us. The Maaser Rabbi Kiveger and the Chuvas and Chelikim also Mitzam Udalit is Derech Lis Teretz Rabbi Meir Lishitase. That's other makna davar shalav alaylam. So we have to go on a different derech. So Tosfos earlier on Amid Beis writes Dibur Maschil of Sheshes that Ksiva Sefer Torah L'Shma is considered a Maisa, and therefore you can't be mevatelit. But Ksivas get L'Shma until it's given to the woman, is not considered a gemar maisa. And you can be mevatel the get, you can be mevatel the lishma of the get, before you give it to the woman. That's what Tosfos says in Daf Lamed Beis and Beis. We've discussed this Tosfos in the past. So we have to understand Tosfos. It's true that the nesinas haget wasn't finished, ad sheyavo liyidei ha'isha, but ksivas haget, the lishma was finished, the nesina wasn't until ad sheyavo liyidei ha'isha. The Ksivas Haget Lishma was finished immediately after it was written. So how can you be Mevatel the Lishma? So it would appear that the in Ksivas Haget Lishma is that he should be Mechavi to be Megarish with his get. And this Kavana has to be B'Shas HaKsiv. And through this, the get has a shame of the Sefer Krisus. And therefore, if he writes L'Hislame, like we see 24b in Gittin, to learn, it's not considered a get. It has to be that he's Mechavi to be Megarish with his get. And therefore, when he's megarish boy be'emes, then igloy lemusa lemafreya, that it had a shame of the sefer krisus, even b'shas haksiva. But if he writes to the Islamic, it's not a get, because that wasn't written the shame gerushin. So it has to be written to be megarish this woman. So when it's megarish in the end, so that gives it a shame l'mafreya of a sefer krisus b'shas haksiva. Therefore, dafka b'sefer Torah that was written l'shma, that's not mechusel ma'isa, so the ma'isa ksiva was already finished, it can't be mevato. But beget, since the only name of l'shma is the das and rotzim megarish boy, it's still taller until he gives it to the woman. And when he gives it to the woman, it'll turn out that, yeah, this was really for gerushin. And therefore, if he changes his mind, he doesn't want to be megarish. So it's Mizbarer Shemei Oilam. It never had a shame sefer krisus. So you can be marich be yes or be or ve'in kan mekoymai. And you see this idea right in the Or Sameach in Gerushin 3:15, b'divrei Tosfos. That the inyan of get is that he has a rotzim to be megarish, and it's mitla toli v'koy. It's in limbo. It's hanging until he actually gives it to her. And then it's Mizbarer that it was really written Lishma. Because the whole word is that Lishma is that he wants to divorce with it. So until he divorces with it, it doesn't count. He also explained based on the Avni Nezer and Ora Chaim and Siman Yud Ches in the Hagah Lo'islam and Gimel that Ksivas Haget is considered Mimaisa Gerushin. So it emerges that the ksiv is a chatzi dover because the gerushin isn't finished until after the nesina saget, and therefore he can be mevatel l'shma of ksiv saget until the nesina. So it emerges according to this that the inyan of ksiv saget l'shma goes from the shas haksiva till the shas hanesina, since we require his kavan and das l'garish the whole time until he's megalisher with the actual nesim. And therefore, if he writes a get isha de alma, it's not considered lishma because al korach there have to be kedushin before because that echelos kedushin is not shaykh to have a get, and it's not kolpanim. Rego echot chalu hakedushin im kein bechrech nifska chalois kavanas hagerushin al oisoi rega al kopanim. Tim loy ken arei efshar shechulu hakedushin bekevin shal kocha chalu hakedushin mochach li batul chalois hakavanu lishma legarish. Rover like kamoi bitul haget the posel is garish boy. So in other words, like this, when a man writes a get for an isha d'alma and then he marries her afterwards, because that's the only way the get can be a get, right? So on the second of the Kiddushin, there was a das not to have Gerushin, because you can't have Kiddushin that's Gerushin. Kiddushin can't be Chal unless you don't want Gerushin. Kiddushin is the opposite of Gerushin. The only way the Kiddushin can be Chal is if you don't want Gerushin. So therefore there's one second that he doesn't want Gerushin. So since the Ksivas HaGet is Nimshach until the Nesina, he has to have kavana that this should be a good get until the actual nesina. Here there's a hefsek when he writes it for an isha d'alma. Because in the meantime, he didn't want the gerushin. At the moment of kedushin, he didn't want the gerushin. So memeila the chalois kavana l'shma l'garish is batal. And it's bitl haget. And memeila there was never ksiva l'shma. Because ksiva l'shma means from the time of the writing until the actual giving of the get. So according to this, the Rambam is correct when he says that if one writes a get, isha d'alma, it's not considered lishma. Tosis in Yevamis writes, it's because it's a darva shaloi b'alaylam. But the Rambam writes that if a person writes a get for a woman, d'alma, it's not considered lishma. And pshat is, the reason it's not considered lishma is because there has to be kavana lishma from the ksiva till the nesina. And here, in the interim, there was not kavana lishma because he didn't want to divorce her at the moment of kedusha. So therefore, if somebody writes a get l'isha d'alma, it's not considered that it's written lishma. And memela, because of that hefsek, because of that moment of kedushin, there was never a shame save for krisus. And it's not lishma. So that apparently would be pshat in the Rambam. The lashon of the Rambam is Amar l'sofer k'sov get this halacha vav in Perek Gimel. The ploni sviyami k'shes enar agashenu bo v'nichta v'nisa v'kirsha bo eno get. He writes to the sofer, write a get for plonis and it's going to be with me when I get married to her and I divorce her. So then he marries her and he divorces her. It's not a get. My b'nei shalei sabaz gerushin meg sh'nichta v'getze v'nichta v'sh'nichta v'sh'loi l'shem gerushin. So that's Pshat in the Rambam that it's written Shalom L'Shem Gerushin. Again, not like Tosis who says that it's because of Dovah Shalom Balayim. But the Rambam argues with Tosis. He says that it's not L'Shem Gerushin. So Pshat is that because in the interim he had Kavana L'Shem Kedushin. Since in the interim he had Kavana L'Shem Kedushin, that's kavan, that's mevatel, the kavanus lishma. That means that he doesn't want this get to be used because he wants to marry her at that moment. And the mele, since there wasn't kavan to divorce her from the time of kedush, the writing of the get until the gerushin, the kavan lishma is batel. So that would explain pshat in the Gemara, why, or in Tosfos that we saw before, that a get, you can be mevatel lishma of the get until the nesina. And that would also explain pshat in the Rambam that if you write a get for a woman you're not married to, it's not a valid get. And memela, you can, we don't really understand why by shtar erusin, the shivchaso, it works. Because even though now she's not a bas kedushin, the kavanas lishma works even koidem zmana. Dafka, if you write a get for an isha shaloi kit shalave lishma, because the kedushin is a stira to the chalois lishma of the get. Mashen came when he writes a shtar erusin the shivchasoi, the inyan of shivchus is not a stira to the lishma of erusin. Rather, by Shifcha, it's not Shaykh to Averisim. It's not a stira. By Kiddushin, it's a stira to Gittin. So the moment he has Kavanah's Kiddushin, and he marries her, that's Soysa Lishma of the Get. He doesn't want Gerushin, so that's Mevato Lishma of the Get. Now, Shankim, when it comes to the Shifcha, you're right, she's not a Bas Kiddushin yet, but it's not a stira to the Kiddushin. She's not a Bas Kiddushin. It's not an outright stira like Gerushin is. And Memela, he can write it for her. Lishma. He wants to marry her. So, by a get, you can't write it before the time because it's going to ruin your lishma. If it's kodim zman, it's going to ruin your lishma because there's a hefsek of the chalois lishma. In the meantime, when he marries her, but when it comes to a shtar eilusin for a shifcha, there's never a stira to the chalois lishma of this shtar because he wanted to marry her all along. She just right now he can't. There's a technical problem, but he wants to marry her. So memela, the shtar is going to be a good shtar. That vorm hayu nifloim. And Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully be zeicher to continue learning this sugya. It's a fascinating sugya. And we'll see neflois gedolos mitoras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.